Lesson 88. Perfect continuous. Present participle. If, then. Present perfect continuous. I have been working. Past perfect continuous. I had been working. Future perfect continuous. I will have been working. How do we form the perfect continuous tenses?
We form the perfect continuous tenses by using the verb have, the word been, and the present participle of the main verb.
Give me an example, please.
I have been studying for 2 hours.
When do we use the present perfect continuous?
We use the present perfect continuous to say how long an action has been in progress so far.
Give me an example, please.
I have been living in this house for 6 months so far.
When do we use the past perfect continuous?
We use the past perfect continuous to communicate the duration of an action up to a particular point in the past.
Give me an example, please.
I had been living in this house for 1 month when I bought my new bed.
When do we use the future perfect continuous?
We use the future perfect continuous to communicate the duration of an action up to a particular point in the future.
Give me an example, please.
I will have been living in this house for 8 months at the end of this year.
How long had you been sitting in this room for when I came in?
I had been sitting in this room for 5 minutes when you came in.
Since when have you been studying English?
I've been studying English since last October.
How long will you have been living in this place for when this year or season ends?
I'll have been living in this place for 6 months when this season ends.
Since when?
Since last October.
What's the difference between saying, I have been living here for 2 months and I have lived here for 2 months?
There is no important difference between saying, I have been living here for 2 months and I have lived here for 2 months.
Ruler. Who was the last ruler of your country?
The last ruler of my country was Queen Elizabeth.
Could you draw a completely straight line without the help of a ruler?
No, I couldn't draw a completely straight line without the help of a ruler.
Earth. Astronomical. Geographical. Generally speaking, what's the difference between Earth and world?
Generally speaking, the difference between Earth and world is that we use the word Earth in the astronomical sense and world in the geographical sense.
How far's the Earth from the Sun?
The Earth's about 93 million miles from the Sun, or 150 million kilometers.
What's mud?
Mud's a mixture of earth and water.
By means of public transport. By what means can we draw a straight line?
We can draw a straight line by means of a pen or a pencil and a ruler.
By what means do you come to school?
I come to school by means of a bus, train, car, etc.
Would you rather have your own means of transport than use public transport?
No, I wouldn't rather have my own means of transport than use public transport.
Why not?
Because the public transport in this city is quite good.
As a means of making money, what would you say was the best way?
As a means of making money, I'd say the best way was to go into business.
Figure. What's the best way to maintain a good figure?
The best way to maintain a good figure is to take regular exercise and eat healthily.
Who do you think was the greatest figure in history?
I think Mahatma Gandhi was the greatest figure in history.
How many figures are there in the number of your house?
There are 3 figures in the number of my house.
What kind of figure am I drawing in the air with my finger?
You're drawing a square, a circle, etc., in the air with your finger.
Couple. Adopt. If a couple can't have a child, what can they do?
If a couple can't have a child, they can adopt one.
If you went to live in another country, do you think you would quickly adopt the way of living in that country?
Yes, if I went to live in another country, I think I'd quickly adopt the way of living in that country.
Why?
Because it makes life easier.
Cruel. Who do you think was the cruelest character in history?
I think Hitler was the cruelest character in history.
College. What's a college?
A college is a kind of school or part of a university.
Burn. If we put a piece of wood or paper into a flame, what happens to it?
If we put a piece of wood or paper into a flame, it burns.
Take a bath.